Chapter 16. I was walking around the schoolyard with my ruler when I saw my aunt, Reverend Ambrose, and Miss Emma come back down the corridor after seeing Jefferson. The car stopped in front of Miss Emma's house, and the three of them got out and went into the yard. Reverend Ambrose looked over his shoulder toward the church, but the picket fence kept him from seeing me. After they had gone inside the house, I continued around the schoolyard, slapping my leg with the ruler. It was 3:15, nearly time to dismiss the children for the day. I re-entered the church through the front door. Irene Cole and another girl and a boy stood at one of the blackboards. We had discussed our Christmas program, and now they were writing down names of the students who would bring the Christmas tree, as well as those who would decorate it. I went to my desk and tapped my ruler for attention. "It's about time to go home. Any questions before we dismiss?" "Irene?"
"No, sir," she said from the blackboard. "Marshall and Clarence and Alec are getting the tree. Shirley, Odessa, and I will see that it's decorated. Mr. Joseph's got some lint cotton in his crib, and we can get some crepe paper for Miss Eloise. She said she had a lot left over from making the Mardi Gras hats."
"What about the tree, Clarence?"
"Guess we'll just go back in the pasture and get one like we did last year," he grinned.
"Do you think you might be able to find a little pine tree this time?"
"We'll try," he said, and laughed to himself.
The year before, the boys had brought in a small oak tree. They had dragged it through the mud all the way from the pasture, and by the time it got to the school, it had lost many of its leaves. The girls who were to decorate the tree had to wash it clean before putting on the lint cotton and crepe paper. It turned out to be a beautiful Christmas tree. "One other thing before we dismiss class. I want you all to remember one person during this Christmas season. I'm sure I don't have to remind you who I'm thinking about. If there are no other questions, you may collect your things and leave. And I don't want to hear any noise out there in the corridor. Class dismissed." After they had gone, I sat down at the table looking over the test I had given the sixth graders in geography. The assignment was to draw a map of Louisiana and write in the names of the parishes and their appropriate places. After about 5 minutes, I heard footsteps entering the church, then saw that one of the boys had stopped halfway down the aisle. I knew what he was going to tell me.
"Miss Emma say on your way home, stop by."
I nodded my head, and he left, walking slowly until he got to the door. Then he burst out running. I gathered up all my papers, and after closing and locking the back door, I went out through the front. Miss Emma's house was only a short distance down the corridor. They were sitting at the kitchen table drinking coffee when I came in.
"Some coffee?" Miss Emma asked me.
"No, ma'am." "Thomas said you wanted to see me."
"Sit down, Grant," she said.
I could tell by the way she said it and by the silence of my aunt and Reverend Ambrose that things had not gone well at the jail. I pulled out a chair and sat down, facing Miss Emma. My aunt and Reverend Ambrose sat opposite each other.
"You didn't tell me the truth the other day, did you?"
Miss Emma said. "I don't know what you're talking about, Miss Emma."
"When you come back from seeing him."
"Sure, I told you the truth," I said.
"No."
She shook her head, pressing her lips tight as she looked across the table at me.
"He didn't like the food. He didn't ask about me."
"He did last Friday."
"No," she said, and shook her head again. "'Cause I had to hit him today."
She stared at me, her lips pressed tight, and she lowered her head. Reverend Ambrose reached out and touched one of her arms as he said,
"Sister Emma, Sister Emma."
My aunt put her hand on the other arm and looked at me. A couple of days later, Miss Eloise came up to the house, and from my room, I could hear my aunt telling her what had happened. Jefferson was asleep, or pretended to be asleep, when they got to the cell. The deputy rattled the big keys against the bars and called Jefferson's name before opening the door. After they had gone inside, the deputy locked the door and told him that he would be back within the hour. They could call if they wanted to leave earlier. Jefferson lay on the bunk with his back to them, and there was no place for them to sit. Miss Emma managed to get a small place to sit by pushing him gently closer to the wall. She passed her hand over his head and his shoulder while she whispered his name.
"Ain't you gonna speak to me?" she said. "Ain't you gonna speak to your company?"